Hi, I'm Ben Trefney with an election brief, your quick guide to what's on the ballot. Today we're talking about San Francisco Measure A. Here's KALW's Angela Johnston.
If you were asked to name a piece of San Francisco infrastructure that's still in use after over 100 years, what would you guess? The Golden Gate Bridge? Coit Tower? Nope. But if you guessed the Embarcadero Seawall, you'd be correct. The city constructed the Embarcadero Seawall a century ago, along a 3-mile stretch of waterfront from Fisherman's Wharf to Mission Creek. But the seawall wasn't designed with seismic safety or sea level rise in mind. It was built on what's called Young Bay mud, a type of clay that tends to amplify earthquake shaking. Also, it's starting to crack and crumble. If it fails, the Embarcadero and much of downtown San Francisco could flood. That's why Measure A is on the San Francisco ballot. It's called the Embarcadero Seawall Improvement Bond, and it would authorize $425 million to repair the aging seawall, protecting the waterfront and BART and Muni from any future earthquakes, as well as sea level rise and flooding. The San Francisco Board of Supervisors voted unanimously to place Measure A on the ballot. It's part of a larger City and Port of San Francisco plan to repair the seawall. Measure A has also received support from London Breed, Dianne Feinstein, and both the San Francisco Republican and Democratic parties. Groups like Save the Bay and the Affordable Housing Alliance also endorsed the measure. Developers have donated money, and the Yes on A campaign has raised over $200,000. There is no organized opposition to Measure A, and it needs a 2/3 supermajority vote to pass. So, if you want to authorize bonds to repair the Embarcadero seawall, vote yes on Measure A. If you don't, vote no.
That's a brief take on San Francisco's Measure A. You can find more election briefs at KALW.org.